And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 31st of October, 2015. Halloween, All Hallows' Eve, the time of the wandering dead, and people going door to door, begging for candy. If you were looking for a scary story to read out loud, you could always go to Washington Irving's The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, the superstitious schoolmaster Ichabod Crane, who was chased through the roads at midnight by the ghost of a Hessian soldier whose head has been blown off by a cannonball. Or you could look at Nathaniel Hawthorne's story, Young Goodman Brown, set in Salem during the witch trials. A young Puritan newlywed sets out at sunset on an errand through the woods, leaving his new bride, whose name is Faith, behind. Into the heart of the wilderness he goes and meets a mysterious man who leads him to a witch's Sabbath, where what looks like his wife, Faith, and the rest of his neighbors are engaged in witchcraft. The next day he's back home, but he never loses his suspicion of his wife and neighbors. He has no sense of community left, and he lives in fear and suspicion to the end of his days. Or you could look at Mark Twain's story entitled A Ghost Story, which summons up the Cardiff Giant, one of the most famous hoaxes in American history, the likeness of a 10-foot man carved out of a block of gypsum exhibited in New York City. The Lincoln Highway was dedicated on this day, 1913, first automobile road across the entire continent, gravel road from Times Square in New York to Lincoln Park in San Francisco. It's the birthday of John Keats, born London, 1795, discovered literature as a teenager, devoted himself to poetry. In 1818, he took care of his brother dying of tuberculosis, and Keats contracted the disease himself, died in Rome, 1821, at the age of 25. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Julia Kasdorf, entitled Before Dawn in October. The window frame catches a draft that smells of dead leaves and wet street, and I wrap arms around my knees, look down on these small breasts, so my spine forms a curve as perfect as the rim of the moon. I want to tell the man sleeping curled as a child beside me that this futon is a raft. The moon and tiny star we call sun are the parents who at last approve of us. For once, we haven't borrowed more than we can return. Stars above our cement backyard are as sharp as those that shine far from Brooklyn, and we are not bound for anything worse than we can imagine. As long as we turn on the kitchen lamp and light a flame under the pot, as long as we sip coffee from beautiful china blue cups and love the steam of the shower and thrusting our feet into trousers, as long as we walk down our street in sun that ignites red leaves on the maple, we will see faces on the subway and know we may take our places somewhere among them. Before Dawn in October, a poem by Julia Kasdorf from Eve's Striptease, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.